All right, well, look, it's time to bring in our special guest. We mentioned him yesterday on the show, and I said, let's go get this young man and get his story. Let's get the inside scoop on this thing. One of the epic games that happens every year is the Great Cortica Jug, Cortland and Ithaca. They get it on every year, and they did again this year, and what a dramatic ending it was. And joining us right now is the holder for Cortland, who had the game-winning touchdown pass on a snap that got it, went awry. He picked it up. He rolled to his left. Threw it to his buddy in the end zone, and Cortland wins the Cortica Jug. And boy, he goes from potential GOAT to immediate hero. Luke Hinton joins us on the program. Hey, Luke, what's up?
I'm doing good. How are you?
You still riding that wave? Have you still got that high? Is everyone recognizing you around the dorm? What's going on down there at Cortland?
I'm walking around. Some people are giving me some high fives, some pats on the back, but it's still pretty normal.
Man, I want to come down there and give you a high five. All right, let's talk about the play first, and then I want to go back and talk about you and how you got to that place where that play happened. All right, so take us through that game-winning drive, and more importantly, tell us what was going on with you on the sideline.
So during that drive, I was watching. We were down the field pretty far into our own end, but I knew that it was probably going to come down to a field goal with because I knew we didn't have any timeouts left, and there was only a little bit of time left. And I was watching us go down the field, and once we threw the ball all the way down to the 11-yard line, I usually have my long snapper, John Sadala, practice with me on the sideline, but he tore his ACL, so I had to get my other friend, Tom Hagen, to throw me some practice snaps. So I was on the sideline practicing some snaps, and I just wasn't really paying attention to what down it was. And the kicker, Shane Cronin, actually came up to me and told me that we had to go onto the field, but for some reason I completely zoned him out. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there, and one of the kids, John Sadala, actually, he yelled at me. He was like, Luke, you got to go. I was like, what do you mean? And I look up, and everybody's on the field except for me.
Oh, my goodness.
So I started running out of the field and buckling my chin strap and everything like that. And I honestly had no idea how much time was left. I had no idea the situation. I was
so you didn't even get a peek at the play clock or anything. You're just trying to get on the field at this point and get out there and do your job, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm sitting there, and we do a call. And
what's the call? What is the role for you there? What is your job as you get out there and hold? What kind of audible do you call? What happens when you're out there typically?
When I'm out there, I get down and I look to see where if there's a rush coming, like if there's more guys on the right or the left. I call the fire call to the right side or the whatever side that the people are coming from. So in this case, the fire was supposed to be called to the right side, so I called right, and then I was about to snap the ball, and I looked up to my kicker to see if he was ready. And as I was looking up, our long snapper snapped the ball to me, and it rolled right between my legs. And I looked down, and it hit my hands. And so I just picked it up, and I looked one way, and the way that I was supposed to roll was to the right, and I called. Actually, I didn't call fire. Shane Cronin actually yelled fire, so that everybody knew what was going on. And I looked
to the
right.
So that means
right,
that
I
tells the lineman broken play. Somebody get out there and try and catch a pass. Okay, fire. So fire is screamed by the kicker, and now you're trying to scramble and pick up the ball. All right, keep going.
Yeah, when we scream fire, there's certain people that go out for passes, and it tells them where to go and when to do it. So I pick up the ball, and I'm looking. I stand up, and I look to my right, and I see too many people. So I rolled back to my left, and Gene Cronin gave a great block in order for me to do that. And I rolled out, and I was running, and I was thinking I could run it in, but I saw my best friend, John Mannix, running into the end zone, and I trusted him, so I threw it to him, and as soon as I saw him catch the ball, I just sprinted the other way, and I couldn't believe it.
And the crowd's going crazy. Time is now expired, and you guys have scored a touchdown. It went from a three-point deficit now is a three-point victory for you guys in the final moments. Go ahead, bud.
Now, what's your background? Were you a quarterback in any way?
The throw was terrific, Luke.
Were you
a
baseball player? Where did you learn how to throw?
I actually played quarterback ever since I was 7 years old until my senior year in high school. And but when I came to Cortland, I didn't play quarterback anymore, but I still played around on the sideline and everything like that.
So throwing a ball,
throwing a ball was not alien
to
you.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're all agog. Are you?
What'd you say?
We are agog, right?
You know, mouth open.
We're very much enthralled by the snap, the receiver of a snap, fumbling the ball, running around, throwing it in the end zone. You know, we think this is like SportsCenter type stuff. What do you think of it?
It was SportsCenter kind of stuff. It made SportsCenter.
Yeah, I still can't believe it, honestly. I look back, I watch the video over and over and over, and I still can't believe that it was even me. It's just amazing how everything perfectly came into being. If the long snapper didn't snap it right to my hands, then none of this would have happened. If Cronin didn't give a good block, it wouldn't have happened. If I wasn't late to the play, it wouldn't have happened, and everything just happens for a reason, so I'm happy.
Yeah, I mean, that snap could hit you in a helmet and just carry him in a completely wrong direction, and it's over.
Exactly.
You know, you're not even
going
to get the field goal. You're just going to fall on the ball, and nothing's going to happen, and Ithaca wins. So, wow, I mean, just an unbelievable chain of events. On that snap, Luke, talk about Luke Hinton, the Cortland holder who helped win the Cortica Jug through the game-winning pass in the waning moments. Do you call for the ball? Is there a signal at which the long snapper is supposed to snap it? What typically happens, and what did happen? And now that you've been able to decipher it, maybe talk to that long snapper and say, well, I just snapped the ball, and I was looking back at the kicker.
Yeah, usually when I get down there, I give the call, I say right, and then I say green, and then I give a number. But the number is the number tells the long snapper how many seconds there are on the play clock.
Okay.
But in this case, I called green, or right, green, and then I didn't call a number, and I looked back up at the kicker, and he knew how many seconds we have left. He knew it more than I did, so he snapped the ball, and he told me that when he looked through his legs at me, I was looking at him, and then when he went to snap the ball, I turned my head. So he went to go hold the... He meant to hold the snap back a little bit, but he knew he just had to let it go, and it ended up rolling so perfectly into my legs.
So what's the coach say to you specifically after? Because, you know, you were in a position.
Other than a way to go.
Yeah, you were in a position, you know, and I say this respectfully and all that, but you're in a position to sort of screw this whole thing up because you're not on the field, and how embarrassing could that have been that the everybody's there but the holder, you know? What did the coach have to say on any level? Coaches being coaches, did he scold you for not being there, or did he even not even think about that? Did he not even talk about that?
No, he actually called me into his office yesterday to kind of give it to me. He told me, he goes, I hope we're on the same page here, that you know you were supposed to be out there on time. You're just supposed to be ready for situations like that. Everybody else was ready. You were the only one who wasn't technically ready, everything like that. And I agreed with him. I was like, yeah, it was completely my fault. He said it turned out well. We practice those fire the if there is a bad snap, we practice that at least once a week. So we're ready for it if something like that did happen, and thank God we were.
I'm glad that he let you celebrate before he gave you the sit down in the office and talked about it. Like, let's forget about it for today. Let's enjoy. We've won the Cortica Jug. Let's let the fans go crazy, and we'll get to the technicality of where the heck you were on the field and what the heck you were thinking before that play, because, you know, at this point, we've won the game. So I'm glad that the coach had the wherewithal to do that, not to grab you on the sideline afterwards and go, what the heck are you doing out there?
Was there any communication with the other side? Did you talk at all with the Ithaca guys at all?
No. When I actually went to go shake hands after the game, some of the guys, they wouldn't say a word, and some of them didn't even shake my hand. Mm. But I'll take that as a compliment.
Sure. So when's the last time you threw a quarterback? A touchdown pass?
I would say... It's definitely, I actually can't even think about it. I know I threw some long passes my senior year, but I mainly played wide receiver my senior year, too, so I didn't really throw too many touchdowns. But I want to say my sophomore year in high school, because I also didn't play quarterback my junior year. I played wide receiver and safety, so the last time I could honestly remember I threw a touchdown was a sophomore year in high school when I was about 15, 16 years old.
And what year are you in now?
I'm a junior. I'm
so we're talking about,
old.
What, 6 years? Five,
yeah.
6 years anyway.
6 years ago, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So is this the biggest touchdown pass of your quarterbacking career?
Definitely.
Now,
this is definitely my highlight of my football career. I might retire.
Now, is there any chance, do you get a memento? Do you keep the chin strap from your helmet? Did somehow you even grab
the
ball?
Yeah, we heard
the
buddy has the ball.
The buddy has the ball.
You know, so is he keeping the ball? Is he giving you the ball? What's going on with the ball? And are you going to get something to remember this moment?
Yeah, he lives to his room. Literally, is two doors down from mine, and we live in the same house, and we hang out every day. And he took the game ball, and so we got a Sharpie, wrote the score on it, and we're gonna sign the ball and put it in a case in our living room.
Ooh, nice work, but how about when you all graduate?
Are you going to cut that ball in half?
Yeah, where does the ball go in a year or two?
I think you ought to get it, Luke. You tell him I said that.
All right, sounds good.
John Mannix is the other end of this. Now, how long have you and John known each other?
John has been, he was one of my first friends that I ever made here at Cortland. I remember freshman year during camp week, I was walking down the hallway, and it was only football players in the camp and in throughout the campus, and we were all in one building, and I was just walking down the hallway, and I walked by the door, and him and my other friend, John Grassi, the quarterback, they were sitting in a room, and I walked by, and they were like, hey, do you want to come watch football with us? So I was like, all right. And so literally from that day on, they've been my friend. And then it turns out when we actually moved into our regular dorm that their room was directly across the hall from mine. So I could literally walk out of my door, take two steps, and walk right into their room. So we were in and out of each other's rooms all the time, and now we're living in the same house together.
Hmm. Now, Luke, are you the normal holder for the team? Do you hold on all kicks, or have you been? How long you been the holder?
Actually, John Grassi was the holder, the quarterback. He was the holder all season. And then I've been during practice, Shane Cronin, so I told my coach, Tom Murphy, I was like, hey, I've been practicing with them all for weeks now, and I know how Shane likes the ball, how he likes to kick it and everything like that. So I was like, please give me a shot. I want to hold. And so Tom Murphy taught me some tricks. He threw me into practice, and for the past 3 weeks, I started holding, but I didn't actually hold until the game before Cortica, which was against William Patterson. And Tom Murphy, he gave me a shot. He was the one who was rooting for me. My head coach, Coach McNeil, he actually he had his doubts about me. He told everybody, he's like, I'm not sure if Luke should be the holder because I'm not sure if he can throw the ball in case of a fire call. And then this ended up happening. So I guess
I guess all doubts removed now, baby.
Now, what are your other duties besides holding, or is that it? Is that your role on this team?
I used to play outside linebacker my freshman year and sophomore year and then the beginning of this year, but I just wasn't. My ankles were bad. I just wasn't moving the same, and I just wasn't feeling the same. But I was always punter. I punted in some games last year, and then I'm the backup punter here today, and I'm also on some special teams. So I just go around and do whatever I can.
Ham and egg it, boy. Yeah, you're a utility guy.
Yeah.
Punter, wide receiver, quarterback in high school, wide receiver in high school, linebacker, punter, holder. My gosh. Wow, this is fate, Luke. There's no doubt in my mind that it was fate that you be that guy, that you get out there late, that what could have been a very embarrassing situation turns into one of the most glorious situations we'll ever see in sports. I'm sure it's something you'll never forget for the rest of your life, man. It's been an absolute pleasure sharing this moment with you. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thanks, Luke.
There he is, Luke Hinton, the Cortica Jug hero. Everybody knows him on campus now. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More of Bud and the Manch on the Score.